What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding.
If I want to hang something out in the barn, so I want to hang something out in the barn, so I just took a nail and
drove it in the wall.
Yeah. And every day I take my car and I
take what?
I take my car and I do what? Get my car, crank it, and I
drive to town.
Yeah. Let me see. How do you call, what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
That's the roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
That's a gutter.
Now you got the roof, and you have a house and an eel. What do you call the place where the two of them come together?
That's a valley.
I didn't know that. Do you have a place outside for keeping your stove wood? Did you own the farm?
I had a wood shed.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call an outdoor toilet?
Johnny house or outhouse.
Are they joking words that you always used to hear, Uncle Mom?
You used to hear that all the time, long time ago. That speak of the outhouse, Johnny.
What I know?
Some call it that.
If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, I would say, I've got troubles, and you might say,
I don't know.
You say, well,
I've got troubles too. Usually that's the way people expressed it to each other.
If I say, there's a noise, how would I know that there's a noise?
You would hear it.
Yeah, and if it were yesterday.
You heard it.
Yeah. And if it happened a lot, well. It happened many times.
You would hear it all the time.
Yeah, I think so. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but
I have heard of him. Just know of him.
Okay. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no.
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
If you are busy, and I ask you what it is you're busy with, you might say what?
Well, be a number of things. On the farm, I'd be getting ready to plant, fix the garden, or something like that.